This is All Things Considered from 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio's unemployment numbers have been staggering. They've skyrocketed past 100,000 in the first 4 days of this week as bars, restaurants, salons, movie theaters, and a whole host of other businesses close during the pandemic. On the other hand, some businesses are, for lack of a better word, booming and need more hands on deck. WOSU's Paige Flager has been following this story, and she joins me now. Paige, who's hiring?
So grocery stores are hiring. Kroger is hiring to fill thousands of jobs in stores and distribution centers to help meet the demand. Amazon is also hiring. They're hiring about 100,000 people to staff busy distribution centers around the country. That includes about 4,600 jobs in Ohio. And our hospitals are actually encouraging service industry folks and others to apply for jobs in the hospitals, ranging from food service to other gigs that require customer service experience, but no college degree, like patient access coordinators. But there are some complications in taking these jobs too. Some of them, for some people, would mean a pay cut. And if you take a job, even if it's a temporary job, you won't be able to collect your unemployment.
And what does unemployment mean financially? How much do people get from that?
So it's basically about 60% of what your paycheck was.
Even with all of these people that are hiring, it's probably not enough to offset the amount of people who have lost their jobs. How many people are applying for unemployment now?
So according to Job and Family Services, Monday through Thursday of this week, 139,000 people applied for unemployment in Ohio.
Help us understand that in perspective. What's a normal week around this time of year for unemployment applications?
So last week, which wasn't even really a normal week because all of this was starting to kick off, about 4,800 people applied for unemployment. So we're looking at 4,000 in comparison to 130,000, which is a pretty massive jump.
Wow. Is there a possibility that we could see more to come?
Yeah, so people are being laid off so that they can claim unemployment. As more businesses are forced to close, we will obviously see more of those layoffs. Plus, there will be a longer-term economic dip, of course, from the pandemic. And there's a lot of uncertainty as well. So it's unclear how long all of this will last. Some places like gyms, bars, restaurants may have to close permanently, but it's kind of too soon to say.
The state's been giving regular updates in not just the pandemic response, but the economic response. What do they have to say?
So obviously the state has been kind of overwhelmed trying to meet the demands of this growing number of unemployed people in the state. One thing that they haven't really been able to address is independent contractors. So 1099 employees who can't file for unemployment because they're independent. They don't technically work for a business. So speaking on NPR's All Things Considered, Lieutenant Governor John Husted said they're asking the federal government for help with those people.
You have a lot of people who are 1099s, meaning that they're independently operating in businesses. That might mean a hairdresser or somebody like that, who if we close these places, they will not be eligible for unemployment under the traditional mechanisms. And so we're reaching out saying, help us find solutions for them too.
But it's unclear when or if there will be a change.
And in the meantime, they've loosened up restrictions on unemployment and they've opened up small business administration loans, right?
For some people, right? That doesn't apply to everybody. So basically, I think Lieutenant Governor is trying to figure out how to catch these people who are falling through the cracks.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thank you so much.
Thanks, Claire.